Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. It is a blessing to be with you once again. Last time we talked about the Romans Road, which is a technique used to lead the lost soul to Jesus Christ. I pray that you listen to that message, wrote down those scriptures, and make them your memory verses, because God called all of us to be soul winners, to lead those lost souls to Jesus Christ. Today, we would like to introduce another method. Some may find this even simpler. We simply call it the ABCs of salvation. It is a very simple technique that's used to lead a lost soul to Christ. It only has three verses, and they're very short. The first thing is the letter A. Acknowledge your sins. And to find that, you go to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, where it reads as follows: "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." This will let the sinner know that it's not just them that have sinned, but we ourselves have sinned. So everyone is included and no one is excluded. So first, you must acknowledge your sin. The first step to moving forward is, one, you have to recognize that you have a problem. This verse clearly shows that all have sinned. The next thing you must know is that you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And our scripture that we will use for that is one of the most world-renowned verses, John 3:16. You probably already have that committed to memory. That's good. But the word reads as follows: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When we know, or when the sinner knows, that God loved them so much that he gave his only Son as a gift for them, that he gave his Son to die on that cross and on the third day rise with all power in his hand, we must believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again for our sins. That shows his death, burial, and resurrection. And the letter C is pretty simple. We must confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:13 is a very small verse, and it reads as follows: For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever includes everybody, and no one is excluded. So the sinner must know that he must call upon the name of Jesus to save him. It's very simple. So this technique is very simple that we'll review real quick. A, acknowledge that you are a sinner. And with the scripture we use there is Romans 3, verse 23. B, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and resurrection. The verse that we use there is John 3:16. And our final verse that we use is the letter C. That's for call, Romans 10:13. So there you have it. I hope you take these verses and commit them to memory so that you can lead a lost soul to Jesus Christ. So remember, God called all of us who name the name of Christ to be disciples of his. And to do that, we must be on the lookout for those that oppose themselves and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. Are you up to the task? I hope so, because if you are a child of God, he's chose you to give his word. God bless, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.